With me now to sort through today's developments is Daniel Benjamin, a terrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Daniel Benjamin, the timing of these two attacks, the bombing at the hotel, the missiles launched towards the Israeli plane, what does this tell us about how sophisticated these attackers are?
Well, it suggests that they're quite sophisticated. And, of course, this has been a hallmark of al-Qaeda operations, the effort to have events going off as close to simultaneously as possible. And the group has sought this kind of effect in an effort to create a kind of overwhelming sensation, not only of the singular event as kind of a bit of terrorist theater, but rather that it's more like there's violence everywhere and no one quite knows when it's going to stop.
Now, we don't know for certain that this is al-Qaeda. This seems to be, as you pointed out, could be a feature. But in fact, the group that claimed responsibility was calling itself the Army of Palestine. Who are they? Do we know anything about them?
I've never heard of them before. That doesn't mean they're not out there. Many of these groups use multiple names and multiple nom de guerre. So it's hard to say, but there is that similarity.
However, both Israeli and officials in Kenya think that al-Qaeda is behind it. And we do know that al-Qaeda was responsible for the bombing of the U.S. embassies in Africa in 1998. What's the status of al-Qaeda now in East Africa, in the Horn of Africa?
Well, one of the fascinating things about the attacks today is that the sleeper cell that was instrumental in carrying out the attacks in 1998 was based in Mombasa. And one of the attackers came out of that cell and actually survived and is incarcerated in the United States today. To carry out an operation out of Mombasa after that cell was supposedly cleaned out is, to my mind, somewhat reminiscent of attacking the World Trade Center for a second time.
Daniel Benjamin, this is the latest in a series of attacks against tourists. There was the significant one in Djerba, Tunisia. More recently, the nightclub bombing in Bali. Is this soft target, as it's known, becoming more of a pattern?
I'm not sure that we can say that it's a pattern in the sense that it's going to be an exclusive pattern or it's going to be the direction that the entire group takes. I think what's in some ways interesting about this attack is the extent to which it's a diversion from the past, and that is it went after an Israeli target. And that's really, so far as I know, a first for al-Qaeda. I think it is in keeping with al-Qaeda's strategy to force itself to center stage now as the champion of Muslim interests, as the United States and the international community are in a confrontation with Iraq. So all that may be true. The important thing, I think, to keep in mind is that al-Qaeda has always had a sort of two-track strategy, one of which was to undermine moderate Muslim regimes and essentially make life difficult for governments that were seen as being in some way anti-Muslim abroad. But at the same time, they've had the second track of preparing catastrophic attacks against the United States. And the fact that one of those has not happened does not suggest to me that we should relax our vigilance in any way, because those come much less frequently. And I think that too many people are feeling that if others are getting attacked, we're not going to get attacked.
Well, Daniel Benjamin, thanks. Daniel Benjamin is the author of The Age of Sacred Terror. Thanks again, Daniel.
My pleasure.